So I guess one more thing I'll just throw out there that I'm kind of thinking about, this situation. Do you add in a checkpoint inhibitor to chemotherapy? And, I think even if you don't see a survival benefit to the whole trial, I kind of get the feeling that docs and patients are looking for, sort of a home run. I mean, maybe it's not really a home run, but a prolonged unmaintained response. I mean, this lady's able to come off treatment, for example. And saying to yourself, the only way that's going to happen is if they get a checkpoint inhibitor. Granted, they could get it second line, but that's really the only thing that's really going to change this in a really big way. What do you think about that logic?
I think that that's a really fair point. I can argue this out of both sides of my mouth, and I have. And I think the reassuring thing is, and I'm sure this was in the minds of our regulators at the FDA, the good news is we have a fully accrued phase three trial with a lot more patients than 123. So we'll be able to really answer both the OS question, but also get some granularity on the subgroups. So, obviously, subgroup analysis is fraught, but when we're trying to look at the PD-L1 statuses, for example, and divide up those 123 patients, if you look at the data, the response rate for the less than 1% is higher than 1 to 49, which is less than greater than 50%. So there's kind of this instability of the results that I think is born of small numbers. But again, when we have a greater number of patients, we can kind of tease out the greater than 50%. Are we really adding anything to Pembro as a single agent? If we're not, I'd love to give a single agent and save my chemo for the second line. Sequence has a role here. I admit there's a bit of a to be continued element to this, and we're going to have phase three data hopefully as soon as the next few months.